There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
ES Audio.
From the Evening Standard in London, I'm John Weeks, and this is The Leader. As we approach the Platinum Jubilee bank holiday weekend and thousands of Brits get ready to go away, already flights and ferries are being hit with delays and cancellations. Hundreds of flights were cancelled in airports across the UK over the weekend, with the likes of travel company TUI blaming operational and supply chain issues, while EasyJet announced they'd axe more than 200 flights over the next week, saying the cancellations were necessary to provide reliable services over this busy period. Plus, passengers travelling abroad via Dover have reported being stuck for hours, which has been blamed on a lack of open French border control booths. So what has been going on, and what does this mean for trips away this week? Well, Anthony France, the Evening Standard's crime correspondent, has been looking into the travel chaos. So, Anthony, there's a busy week ahead for holidays as people capitalise on the long weekend. It's already looking tricky for airlines and at ports like Dover. What's the story at the moment?
Yes, I mean, it's holiday hell for people trying to get away from some of the main airports in and around London, Manchester and Bristol. First of all, 200 half-term flights have been cancelled by EasyJet. They were tempest frayed this morning when people were only informed of that their travel plans had been axed at check-in or via a text. And to add to that confusion, other people travelling with rival carriers, well, they found that queues were forming at Gatwick this morning at 5 a.m. Now, the government have sort of weighed into this. The Digital Minister, Chris Philip, has said that the way that passengers are being treated is a very shoddy way for them to be treated. And he has advised people to claim compensation.
And there have been various things blamed for these delays and cancellations. Is it a perfect storm of small issues or simply because of the overwhelming numbers of people travelling abroad?
Yeah, I think it's numbers and it's, as you say, the perfect storm. EasyJet are blaming the software failure for the wave of cancellations. Of course, we've got some families who've been stranded over the weekend overseas. So they're blaming baggage handling delays, runway works, air traffic control restrictions as well. There's also the number of staff that left the airlines during the pandemic when they were made redundant. Some people are coming back to fill their places. And of course, they have to go through vetting and that's causing problems as well. Social media is full of, you know, disappointed passengers this morning. There's a guy who was about to go to a family wedding in Seville. He's had his flight cancelled. He said he's been offered no support whatsoever. When he went to look for an employee, he said he found them hiding around the corner.
And looking at Dover, what seems to have been the issue there?
Yeah, so ferry passengers there in Dover, they've been stuck in traffic queues for hours due to a lack of open French border controls. There's lots of frustration there. And of course, the roads will be busy this weekend as we approach the Platinum Jubilee bank holiday. The RAC is estimating that nearly 20 million people will take to the roads between Wednesday and Sunday, with Friday being the most busiest. We've got potential problems on the M25 clockwise between Junction 17 to Junction 12. That's going to be a likely congestion spot. And of course, loads of people heading down towards Stonehenge in Wiltshire. That could cause some jams down there as well.
So would you say this is a worry for holiday periods going forward? I mean, what will it take for improvements so we don't have these delays and cancellations?
Yes, I think as the airlines get back on their feet after the pandemic, remember they've suffered, one of the industries that's probably suffered one of the most during these times. The hope is that they will get themselves back on the feet, get the staff back, get people in the air.
Let's go for a short ad break now, but don't go anywhere, holidayers. Part two is all about compensation, what you're entitled to and how to claim it.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
So, you've got an idea for a business. The store of your dreams. There's just one thing to figure out. Everything. That's why Shopify's all-in-one commerce platform makes it easy to sell online, in person, and everywhere else. Sell on social media, source products with an app to get that first sale feeling. It's the only solution that gives you everything you need to sell everywhere you want. So when you're ready to bring your idea to life, power it up with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen.
Welcome back. So, for those who do get hit by delays or cancellations, whether they're flying or travelling by ferry, what do they do next? Well, Lisa Francesca Nand is a travel journalist who has some of the answers. So, Lisa, first of all, what have you seen or heard from passengers who have been affected by this travel chaos?
I think it's actually been going on for a few months. It just seems to get more and more intense at holiday times. And of course, now we've not only got the Jubilee, but also half term. So we've got families trying to go away, some people for their first trip abroad in 2 years, and people trying to get to all sorts of different places for the Jubilee weekend. So it seems we've got problems on trains, planes and automobiles, to quote a phrase.
And when you're in that situation at a port or an airport, you feel quite helpless, don't you? But in the right circumstances, you can claim for disruption and cancellations. What are the options for people in that situation?
Well, financially, it's not such a bad picture because, like you said, you know, particularly with the flight situation, if your flight is cancelled less than 7 days before departure, as a lot of people are finding at the moment, last minute cancellations, then you can A, get compensation, and B, the airline are legally obliged to get you on the next flight. And that's even if it's, you know, with a different airline. However, in practice, that's not always feasible. We've had reports of people going to, say, Tenerife, their flight has been cancelled, and the next flight that the airline can get them on is actually another 7 days later, which, of course, for people isn't practical. You can't, you know, people have got the time off school now, they've booked their time off work. People are missing weddings and important events that they've actually planned to go to. And not just that, it's the emotional side of traveling. I mean, I'm traveling as we speak, sitting in a train station talking to you, and the effort it's taken to pack and plan and get my kids on board and carry all the bags and get on public transport or drive to an airport, check in. You know, it's actually quite hard work, this travel. So, and then you get to the airport and your flight is cancelled. And some people have been waiting 10, 20 hours to try and get on another one or try and get in a hotel and to figure out what the airline are going to do about it. So whilst there is compensation and you should get your, money back and you should get on a next flight if it's feasible, it's not always going to be feasible or comfortable.
So how easy is it for people to claim compensation from airlines and travel companies? Are there any shortcuts or tricks for making it any simpler?
No, depending on the airline, you usually have to apply via the app. That's the usual process. And some people forget to apply, or they don't know that they're necessarily legally allowed to apply. So you are legally allowed to, legally will get compensation as long as your flight has been cancelled less than 7 days before departure. In fact, even if it's been cancelled up to 2 weeks before departure, you will be entitled to some compensation. It all depends on how far you are flying and that sort of thing. And like I said, they will have to get you on the next flight, but, you know, not always feasible.
And what advice is out there for people who've got holidays abroad booked for this week? Is there any way of getting around the chaos of things like queues?
Well, it's a very good question because, you know, we talk about the problems of travel on the news. But when you look at, you know, everyone's thinking, oh, I'm never going to book with EasyJet, they're a nightmare. Actually, in the scheme of things, EasyJet is only cancelling around 20 flights a day. That's out of around 1,700 flights a day that are going away successfully. So my advice is, if you are due to go away, I mean, yes, leave early, do all of that sort of thing, because there might be queues at the airports. You know, there are massive queues at some of the airports at the moment. But the vast majority of people will be going on holiday and will be absolutely fine. So my advice is, don't panic. You know, even though we are focusing on the negative aspect, and of course, it's incredibly negative if it is your flight that is cancelled and you that's got to go through all that disruption, do take heart that actually, in the scheme of things, it's only a small percentage of times that things go wrong. And chances are you'll be going away and having a wonderful holiday.
And do you think this travel chaos at peak times like bank holidays and possibly the school holidays will eventually improve?
Again, a very good question. And my very good answer is, I don't actually know. You know, when I was asked this question, we were in exactly the same position in the Easter holidays, the school Easter holidays, and of course, the bank holidays around that time. We had exactly the same problems. And people were asking me, are they going to be cleared up in time for the May-June half term and the Jubilee? And the answer was yes, hopefully. And my answer now is yes, hopefully they will be cleared up by the summer peak. I mean, let's face it, the airlines do not want this to happen. The airports do not want this to happen. Nobody wants this to happen, not least of all because it's bad for consumer confidence, but it's also bad for money when they have to compensate people and try to pay a lot of money to get them on different flights. So rest assured that the airlines, the airports, anyone working in the travel industry right now is doing their best to make sure that this is fixed as soon as possible.
That's the leader. There's more on this story in the Evening Standard newspaper and online at standard.co.uk. We're back tomorrow at 4 p.m. See you then.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Shopify helps you sell at every stage of your business. Like that, let's put it online and see what happens stage.
And the site is live.
That we opened a store and need a fast checkout stage.
Thanks, you're all set.
That count it up and ship it around the globe stage.
This one's going to Thailand.
And that, wait, did we just hit a million orders stage? Whatever your stage, businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/listen.